A white moon glows through dead tree branches. A painted face screams. People scurry out of a house.
Tonight. Miles outside of the comforts of Hollywood. Star couple and horror fanatics. Tempest Bledsoe.
Your queen of scream.
And Daryl Bell.
You may call me the master of mayhem.
Have invited three celebrity teams. Led by television icon
Jaleel White,
a rising superstar
Shaniqua Shande,
and a rap sensation play a gruesome game of terror where they must face three haunted mazes. And whoever screams the least survives.
They touch him!
A scream meter track every shriek they make, while our judges add more points at their discretion.
They're running!
I'm adding 2 points!
The team with the lowest score in the end takes home the prestigious Medals of Mayhem.
I need that in my life.
Who can survive the night in a game where you can't run? You can't hide, and you can't close your eyes.
Let's go!
Granny Film plays. Frightening teeth flash. A creepy clown looms.
Welcome to Make Me Scream.
A drone view rises over a rusty barn and windmill. City lights twinkle miles away. Six contestants line up hesitant. Tempest.
Good evening, and welcome to Make Me Scream.
The contestant side-eye.
I'm Tempest Bledsoe, your queen of scream.
And I'm Daryl Bell, but you may call me the master of mayhem.
We couldn't think of a better way to celebrate our love of horror than having some friends over for a scream or two.
Tonight, each of you will face three terrifying scare zones where surprises wait around each corner. And your objective? It's simple. Just don't scream. Look around and meet your competition. We've got Jaleel White and his buddy Chris.
I'm Jaleel White. I'm a father, so I have to maintain my disposition. And this is my partner, Chris. He is not a father, and I am hoping that he maintains his disposition.
Exactly.
Lil Xan and his partner in crime, Karma.
My name is Diego, a.k.a. Xan, and I have the amazing Heaven, a.k.a. Karma.
That's me.
And, yeah, I'm here to absolutely dominate this.
And finally, Shaniqua Shande and her god sister, Javelin.
My name is Shaniqua Shande. You might know me from the Amazon show Harlem, where I play Angie, and this is my god sister, Javelin.
Now, here's how it's gonna work. You're gonna go through each of our scare zones wearing our scream meter, which tracks every single scream that I guarantee you, you're gonna make.
You might see this face a lot.
The gritting face.
If you bite down, then when you get scared, it comes out. I'm vocalizing.
See that?
But I'm not screaming.
It's all strategy.
The more you scream, the more your score will swell.
Oh, I'm swelling already. And just like Jigsaw, we will be watching your every move.
Every move.
And we will penalize you at our discretion for things like running, hiding, or closing your eyes.
Lil Xan.
Yeah, you're gonna hear me scream a lot tonight, you know? But I'm just hoping I don't look stupid.
The team with the lowest score at the end of the night lives. Or wins, depending on how you look at it.
I'm not sure what I have gotten myself into,
right.
But I know that we can do it together.
We're together, though, so that, you know.
Javelin hesitates.
Yeah.
All of you are playing for this.
A gold-encrusted skull on a chain is presented.
The Medal of Mayhem. There's a little bling for your bravery.
Chris taunts.
Pay attention, losers.
Yes. I gotta worry about that. Right. I gotta worry.
See, we are old, experienced, weathered.
I've seen some things to shriek about.
They've never seen an Amex bill like we have.
Yeah.
They've just never seen it.
The witching hour is upon us, and it's time for your first scare zone. The Chamber of the Damned.
The inner workings of the Chamber of the Damned are shown.
In this zone, teams must first wind their way past Lady Death, then go through a swamp creature's lair to face the human spider. Next, they take on a treacherous vampire tomb, and then must make their escape through the Forest of Doom.
Creatures pop out of the walls.
Okay, everybody, let's get our party started and let's get our stream on.
Here are the rules. We're going to add 1 point for every scream they make.
And we're adding points every time they run, hide, close their eyes, or do something ridiculous.
At the end of the night, the team with the lowest total score wins.
First out of the gate are Shaniqua and Javelin.
All right, okay, you look good. You look real good.
Thank you, sis.
But today we ain't trying to be cute. You gotta get ready.
I like this energy. I like this pep talk.
You like
this?
You're right.
The ladies high five and stretch, the breath visible in the cold air.
Sometimes you gotta like
sometimes you just gotta
skip. Shock yourself.
All right, let's go.
Oh, you going first. You good. You do that, girl.
Jeff, don't leave me. Joy.
They enter.
Just don't look at them, man. They trying to scare you.
Joy.
I know what this is.
Javelin is trying to be brave.
Keep your chin up in your head.
From behind. Shaniqua jumps around Javelin.
Keep your voice down.
Joy.
Daryl.
Well, that lasted 30 seconds.
No more brave.
They move past sheer curtains. A deformed hand shoots out. Swamp Teeth sways. They clutch hands and move through a tunnel with tall shadows. Statues mourn on the walls. Javelin scolds. Spider face resumes blending into the wall. They proceed toward a door Shaniqua in front.
Keep your head up.
The door bursts open.
Night Screams isn't bad so far. I like it. Shaniqua was trying to dance with him.
Shaniqua does some dance moves at the creatures on both sides.
Oh my head, girl. You're too far away.
Javelin pauses.
Are you crying?
Yes, girl, I'm crying.
A demon man pokes through the walls, reaching out.
I got you.
They crouch and move forward.
Joy! Come on, baby. You came out of nowhere. Let me. They touching.
They look back and stumble.
And running to the finish.
Zone complete.
You good? I think I'm gonna have an asthma attack. I couldn't breathe when I got out. Like, I was low-key hyperventilating. I felt like I should have brought an inhaler.
Why was you crying?
No, emotions overwhelm. I'm an emotional being.
And when we put on that shield of faith, you know, it helped combat the stuff. But when we let it drop, I felt vulnerable.
Come on,
so
sister.
That's why you always got to have your shield of faith up. You always need the Lord on your side.
Okay, only 13 screams. But we'll see what happens when we add their penalties. Next up, Jaleel and Chris.
What's the strategy? Because I feel like
I planned ahead. I got some adult diapers just in case something, you know.
I'm being serious, though. They about to get us. I'm feeling real black right now because I feel like we've been profiled.
Stick close together. Gotta stick close together. And then maybe almost back to back, maybe? Like a strategy like you see it from that side, I see it from this side.
Oh, I could do the back to back.
Right? Fresh meat. All right. That's a wild. That's scary.
I hear from the banging.
The banging, though.
Jaleel rotates through the hallways. They proceed slowly, hands clutched in front.
Lady Death is 2 for 2.
Yes!
Jaleel grits his teeth.
I don't like.
They weave through the plastic meat locker curtains. A hand swipes from above.
You make a noise.
The next few scares racked up points for Shaniqua's team. Let's see how Jaleel and Chris do.
They move through a corridor.
All right, this is all, you know what this is.
Jaleel lifts his leg.
He did one leg.
Karate move.
Instant screenplay.
He went Ralph Macchio.
In a new hallway.
One of them is alive.
Strange ferns and plants await. A plant with teeth leaps out. Chris's hands karate chop.
That wasn't a scream. That was a whistle. It was like...
A long purple and red lit hallway with broken walls is shown. They roam towards it in the dark.
What is that noise?
A demon head pops out. Another head. Arms touch them.
They're catching up to Shaniqua and Javelin.
Aggressive! Who's aggressive?
What are you doing, my lord?
Okay.
One grabs Jaleel. They scurry out.
And another team running out of the Forest of Doom.
Zone complete.
I screamed a couple times.
You screamed a lot.
You grabbed my foot!
You can't grab my foot like that.
I invented this face, and I just do that, and I don't scream. I challenge my masculinity.
I'm gonna soil myself for a second.
15 screams. So that's Monsters 15, back-to-back brothers, 0. So it's on to Zan and Karma.
Interview.
Well, I actually chose Karma to be my partner because I needed a human bulldozer to get through everything.
What?
To get through every scary thing first. Or I remember, no running, no hiding, and no closing your eyes.
You remember that.
Got this, come on.
We got
human
this.
Bulldozer, get over.
No, you're going first. All right, let's go. No, you go.
He pushes her in front.
Oh, go.
I'm scared.
Go.
I'm
scared.
They immediately stop.
You go.
That's not even, I don't know. What does that mean?
No, I didn't.
No, go.
He urges a cringing Karma forward.
Oh, my God, it's fires.
Oh, yeah.
She smiles, letting down her guard.
Lady Depp delivers a third blow.
Come on, Eddie, you got this.
She is off to the races already.
Lil Xan goes first. Swamp Teeth appears. Lil Xan gets turned around. They catch their breath.
A lot of screams already.
No. Oh, what is this?
You go.
Startled by spider face, they flinched and smile.
No, I'll be in front. I got this.
A plant gets handsy.
Come on, I got it.
Lil Xan ducks.
I got it! Xan is in a dead heat with Jaleel with 14 screams.
Karma jerks past the creepy suit men.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Well, there goes that dead heat.
Oh my gosh.
Zone complete.
Yeah. You've been bulldozer technique. Works every time. You did terrible. But it's okay.
I really tried.
But it's okay.
Really tried.
This is, I thought, she was the most scared, the
I
most scarediness.
I disagree.
Scaredy cat right there.
You're making me go first.
If we lose, it's definitely because of her.
You told me before we went in, no running, no hiding, and no closing your eyes. The first thing you do when we get in there is run.
We're gonna lose.
We really gotta do
that. We said that like 80 times, bro.
All right, you know, I really think it was your fault we were running.
Yeah, if we lose now, it's my fault.
Yeah.
Damn it.
The contestants face Tempest and Daryl.
Congratulations, you all survived your first scare zone. Well done.
And now it is time for your scores, which again, factor in all of your screams.
Plus any points that we may have had.
At our own discretion. Jaleel and Chris, you only screamed 15 times, but broke a bunch of rules, especially when Jaleel tried to hide from the swamp monster. Your scare score is 26.
Okay. 26. Right. 26.
That's
right. Okay.
Nice effort.
That's right.
Hey, let's see what you get down there, Furry Popsicle. Mm-hmm.
Now, Shaniqua, you and Javelin screamed 13 times, but we had to add a lot, especially when you were practically crawling on the floor in the vampire tomb. You guys' scare score, 24. Barely edging out Chris and Jaleel.
Hey!
Okay, let's see what's going on.
I was 24.
dance with this.
Finally, Zan and Karma. Oh, my sweet goodness.
Now, Zan, you had a really interesting strategy going with the bulldozer technique.
Yeah.
See, I peeped that out.
It works every time.
But it caused more screams and penalties. You guys ended up with a whopping scare score of 33.
Ooh. Looks like it didn't work that time.
You can make up for it.
That means currently Shaniqua and Javelin are in the lead.
Yes.
Followed by Jaleel and Chris. And bleeding out in last place are Zan and Karma.
The ladies dance.
Because we won.
The rest you gotta pay for.
And you can pay for it with that necklace.
Yes.
A graveyard sits nearby.
For your next scare zone, each of you will face a different horrifying experience based on your deepest fears. We're bringing your nightmares to life, just like Mr. Freddy Krueger.
The contestants react.
These are the tests of terror.
Tempest claws. Words appear. Test of terror.
In this zone, each team is given a different test to face their deepest fears. Whether it be extracting aliens during an invasion.
A man's bloody guts are exposed. Hideous clowns leer.
Popping red balloons within a killer clown carnival.
Deformed men crawl.
Or finding skulls in the terrifying catacombs. Will they pass? Or fail screaming?
Thank you, I'm here for guts.
Fright Night continues. This is where we separate the ghouls from the goblins.
This time, each team has a different terrifying test they need to complete. But the same rules apply. They'll get 1 point for each scream.
And as always, we're adding points for running, hiding, and closing eyes.
Let's see how Shaniqua and Javelin do. This is their worst nightmare. We're bringing in the aliens for the invasion.
A zombie lays on the hood of a car. A man with his guts exposed sits on a bench.
People dead over here.
Shaniqua reads a card.
Is that like something?
Get your friend up here. Get your friend.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to the invasion. The end is here. 5 aliens are on the loose, feeding on human brain juice. Collect all 5 to fight off the hive. But look out for those infected, or it might just be your brains that get collected.
Oh, you just got over COVID.
I like the rhyme.
Okay. What we do next?
We gotta collect some aliens, and they mentioned something about infections. So I guess we need the gloves.
You have to put on these.
Oh, it's the bucket to put the aliens in.
It's like going fishing. Let's just go catch some aliens.
Catch an alien. So let's go. All right.
Okay, I'm staying away from over there.
Oh, girl, some gonna hop out. I can tell you. You got it.
A red bug-eyed creature unveils himself.
Okay.
You did that, sis.
Javelin takes the bucket.
I'm gonna tell you, you're gonna have to do that for
me. No, I'm okay.
Come together. Why is he smiling like that?
The man with the bleeding guts convulses. A blue and green alien is lodged inside of him.
Okay.
The man freaks out.
I'm coming.
Get it now.
Lord Jesus.
Come on, throw it in there. It got in my eye.
Shaniqua rubs her eye.
Can you see it on my eye?
Is it really your eye?
It's on my left eye.
Javelin studies her face.
I don't see it.
I don't see anything. All right, if I was an alien.
They reset and catch their breath.
Okay.
They found one hiding in the gas pump.
As the swamp creature peeps out of the abandoned car, Shaniqua starts waving her arms.
I see it.
You see it?
I see it.
Okay.
They strategize.
I'm gonna hit you with one of these, okay?
Okay, do it.
You ain't scared.
Okay.
Oh, you want me to get it?
Yeah.
Oh, I can hold it. Oh, put this here.
If you get it.
Javelin takes the bucket from Shaniqua.
Okay, we got it.
What does it look like?
A mouse? God! Huh. Oh, yo. You gonna bite?
You got it?
They move on.
All right. Oh, there's one right there. I can see it.
Now, why are you making it so easy?
Sir, can we talk?
A tiny alien is tucked under a zombie's armpit.
I'm talking to Matt.
Tickle. Javelin tests his feet. The zombie remains lifeless. She goes in once, twice.
Oh, you really did.
He moves. They jump back. He squirms on the hood. Javelin tries to nab it three more times.
Get it. Gases. Gases.
Yeah. Listen, I think I should play sports. This is good.
It did.
Okay.
It did.
Okay. Okay. Where else? It's probably by the tires, huh?
Yeah.
Seven screens so far. Strong showing from the current first place team. One more alien.
What body?
The one with the denim jeans.
Her body lies on a stack of tires.
And the pink plaid. I like pink.
You like pink?
So are we matching you?
Look like somebody already got to you, huh? You can't be.
Okay, don't come. Don't come out, y'all. Don't come out. Oh, he dead. He's like...
A grown alien appears.
Oh, I see you. Get it.
Shaniqua grabs it. The alien gives chase. Bloody Gut Man intercepts them.
Oh, they ran. They had it up until then.
And now a little bit of alien guts flew in my eye as we pulled him out because he kept moving.
No.
Oh, no one wants alien juice in their eyes.
Dirty juice.
And it's for real. So I had to yank it out real fast, and then it flung back and got me in the eye. And so that's also partially why I was running, because I could only see from one eye. I might have an alien infection now. Because it got in my eye.
Forgot it was contagious. We love Jaleel. So we set up something extra special for him. We are sending him to the carnival.
What is this? What is this?
Not the jack-in-the-box I'm used to.
Right?
I'm gonna take this one. You take the next
one. Okay, gotcha.
All right. Welcome to the carnival.
Gotcha.
This is one ride you won't soon forget.
Okay.
Five red balloons are hiding within. You'll find them where the lights don't dim.
Lights don't dim?
Don't dim. Got it, okay?
So they should be bright,
they
I would imagine.
They should be bright, okay. Pop all five to stay alive, but be careful where you walk, for this is where clowns and killers like to stalk.
Okay. All right. Okay. Nice. Five balloons.
Five balloons.
That's
baby.
All we have to do.
Five balloons.
This is easy.
See, five.
No.
Don't ever say that, dog. That's when you jinxed us, dog. Don't ever say that out loud. Just keep that to yourself.
They shake it off.
Let's do this. Come on, let's go.
Let's get it, baby.
They turn and head into the carnival maze. Jaleel pulls the entrance curtain back slowly.
Okay.
All right.
We gotta watch where we walk.
Watch where we walk.
Chris points.
We got that one there.
Okay, we got this one. Are we gonna take it?
Let's do the first. You wanna do the first one? Whoa.
He hasn't even popped the balloon yet, and Jaleel is already frozen in fear.
Get it.
Five balloons, don't touch it.
Jaleel shuts his eyes. Chris pops the balloon.
There we go. One down.
All right,
Chris and Jaleel assess.
You want to do them separately? Because I see one right here. Or we do one at a time?
I'll post this one, and I don't think this is a... Someone's going to be here, so let me just...
Just jump on it.
A real clown appears.
Don't you touch it.
They pop the balloon. They calmly scurry away.
We got one right here.
Oh, we'll take that one. Ready? There's no one around.
That was a run and a jump.
You think you can take it without my permission? I'll go ahead.
Two more balloons and only five screams so far. Slightly better than Shaniqua and Javelin.
Hey, look.
Look good.
This is weird. We know they're gonna do something. We know they're gonna do something.
So.
You wanna play games like that?
Okay.
Bye, sucker.
We got one more.
All right, we got one more. Hey, we got
one. Take it. Go ahead.
How is he going to take it?
Go ahead.
He's goading us.
Take it!
He's telling us what to do.
Is there a trap, though, at all? Like, just...
Why is he telling...
Is it attached to something?
Take it.
Look.
Take it.
I'm pressing it.
The clown walks around wielding the chainsaw. Test complete.
I'm not messing with no chainsaw.
That's running.
No, that's a sprint. I don't like being chased by a chainsaw. That will motivate me to run as fast as I can.
Did we get marked off for running?
I'm surprised.
We got marked off for running.
I was so excited to see Jaleel and Chris go through the carnival because I know Jaleel is afraid of clowns. So, and we got him good.
I thought the clowns did great. I don't know about Jaleel and Chris, but the clowns were spectacular. They did their job. So it's on to Zan and Karma.
Zan told us his greatest fear is being buried alive.
Oh, yeah, that's real. That's real.
This is the catacombs.
Oh, okay. There's a letter here.
Lil Xan and Karma approach a seated skeleton.
Welcome to the catacombs. Prepare for a very grave matter. There are 5 golden skulls buried underground and just waiting to be found. Retrieve them all, my friends, so this reign of evil finally ends. But be careful when you mingle with the dead, for that's when blood will be shed. I'm not looking forward to this.
Neither am I.
What do you think's in there?
Something that we don't want.
Exactly, right. Are you gonna scream?
No, I wanna win this thing. We're gonna win this thing.
That's a damn lie. Well, let's get on with it, right? Grab that bag.
Let's go.
They approach the catacombs to retrieve 5 golden skulls.
Spooky.
Creepy netting dangles from above.
All right.
Let's go.
They see a cobweb-covered skeleton.
Check this out.
Yeah, let's get our
seat. See, I'm afraid of spiders. So I'll definitely not put my hand in there. I'll do it.
The first gold skull is buried there.
Come on, you got this.
Golden skull.
You're not even looking. Come on.
All right, here we go.
I'll help you out.
An arm slithers out.
Okay.
Keep looking.
Lil Xan pulls out the first golden skull.
Nice.
They bag it.
Give me the light.
Here we go.
Karma turns to walk. She runs into Xan, who runs into the wall.
She lost her absolute composure.
A suited skeleton comes off the wall.
I'm adding points. You just gotta calm down and catch your breath.
They turn into another section of the catacombs.
Golden skull.
Yeah, under it, I got this.
All right, go. You got this.
I don't like this even.
He hides his face. He grabs the skull. A zombie grabs for it.
Take it!
Oh, did you drop it? Okay.
Pumped, Lil Xan gets to his feet.
This is hard.
I'll take the light. I got you.
Golden.
Yeah, that was pretty easy.
This actually looks like a dead body, dude. Oh my god.
Karma reaches into a casket. A man crawls out below.
Grab it.
The corpse pops up.
Oh my god.
She's hiding. She covered her eyes. I'm adding points.
The corpse settles back in. Lil Xan takes the skull.
A whole.
Oh my gosh. Did you hear that?
This is your punishment. You gotta stick.
Karma stands on her tiptoes.
Your hand.
There's no way you want me to stick my hand in there. Okay. One, two, three.
Karma plunges her hand into a mess of webs. She touches the skull but quickly retracts.
You didn't grab anything.
A zombie tries to distract them. They move on.
One more skull, and there.
Karma points.
God. All right, the bag's ready for you. Oh, you hear that?
I don't like it.
Lil Xan takes a deep breath.
Me?
A deformed man pops out. Xan grabs the skull.
Xan down!
Again.
You get extra points for tripping because everybody in every horror film dies when they trip.
The host debriefed with the contestants.
Another one down. Well done, everybody. So your scare scores for this zone are added to the last. Now, hopefully, you can keep them down heading into our final zone and most infernal zone. Remember, the team with the lowest score leads.
Jaleel and Chris. We only picked up 9 screams in the carnival, but you were closing your eyes like practically the whole time. And you ran like hell when that chainsaw came after you. Your scare score is 17.
Oh, 17?
Okay, that's what's up.
That's under 20. That's under 20. That's under 20.
That's so you know.
That's under 20. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, Shaniqua and Javelin, you screamed 10 times. On top of getting alien juice in your eye and dropping an alien, you flew out of there like E.T. on a bicycle.
You did.
Your score for this zone is 20.
Oh, did you run?
You ran.
That's what got you in the 20.
Zan and Karma. You screamed 14 times. Zan, you fell.
Really? Oh, I did, yeah.
To the floor.
you remember that part.
Like his knee touched the ground?
Yes.
Like hard.
Yeah.
We had to add some points for that, along with a number of other things. Your score for this zone is 23.
Yeah.
Shaniqua, you and Javelin got knocked down the second. Jaleel, you and Chris managed to take the lead. And then Zan, you and Karma are losing gratuitous amounts of blood. Look, I'm surprised both of y'all still stand.
What if we get 0 points this next round?
You can always rise from the dead, right?
That's true.
Right.
Mannequins move strangely.
It's still anybody's haunt. In our final zone, anything can happen.
We have saved our most skin-crawling zone for last. Welcome to Sundown Manor.
A bat flies past a haunted house, Sundown Manor.
In our final zone, please are greeted by the devil himself. Before entering the shocking electrocution chamber, then they'll make their way to the dining room where the party is just getting started. Next, they must duck down into a fright-filled freezer, which leads to a demonic dollhouse. And then, our garden of gore. And last, but not least, is the field of screams, where terror comes from all directions.
First up is Zan and Karma, who currently sit in copious amounts of blood in last place.
Now it's time to show what you made of.
Let's go down this time.
Don't slip.
I think that tonight, to be honest, I really think you are going to be the more scared one.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see about that.
I do.
The last time I got scared, my toothbrush fell in the toilet, and I was like, man, this sucks. All right, come on. This one's for the money. Come on.
They get startled at the front door.
Don't run.
The figure jerks again.
Don't even blink.
Now that is one terrifying doorman.
Oh my God,
I thought the floor was right.
Confused, they descend.
Oh yeah, look.
Wait, this one's really...
That's actually...
Oh my God, this is really...
What is nothing even touching?
A hooded man lunges. He stays close behind them.
That just looks bad.
They walk cautiously through an electric chamber.
Okay. No, she's not looking.
This does not bode well for third place.
What would happen if I flip the switch now?
A man sits in an electric chair. The spark causes him to stand and rattle the cage.
That's what happens.
I'll get out.
They cower out of the room. A man flies out of the cupboard. Karma spins in circles.
I'm not.
A strange woman rummages through a fridge.
Oh my gosh.
Dinner has arrived.
Oh my gosh. You gotta go through the fridge first.
Thank you.
Lil Zan leads the way into the dollhouse.
I don't like that. You all right, nah.
A porcelain-faced woman slowly rides a tricycle.
Oh, I don't want it.
They hit a wall. Doll parts dangle. A freakish figure with no eyeballs pursues them.
This is the long.
I did not expect all this. Right?
They reach a garden.
There's gonna be something to jump out of.
A man rips through a lattice wall. He pulls at Karma's hair.
That something is there, I don't know.
Now, onto the field of screams.
Zan is employing his bulldozer strategy.
A hideous cob of corn spooks them.
Oh my god.
They struggle at the exit.
Oh my god.
A ghoul pushes them out, zone complete.
That was hands down the scariest one out of all of them.
I got a breath.
That was really scary.
We did
that
good.
That was a really scary one. I mean, we screamed,
yes.
We ran, mm-hmm. And I closed my eyes.
Yeah. So we're gonna lose.
Tempest and Daryl analyze.
Oh my god, the scream meter was all over the place with 22 screams. That zone was snatching souls. Oh! At this point, they did.
Let's just move on and bring out Shaniqua and Javelin. And they're in second place. So let's see how they hold up.
She fresh.
Shaniqua and Javelin strut to the steps, then clutch each other and slow down. Javelin stares the man down.
I like your doorknob.
There's another scream right off the bat.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, that's cool, though.
Okay.
That's cool. They want to take us downstairs.
A man crosses them.
Open your eyes. We good? Chin up.
This is how you go after the Medal of Mayhem. Chin up.
How you doing? What you get in here for?
Sparks fly. The ladies observe.
Chin up.
They are really balling up right
wow.
here.
Wow.
I like mannequins. I
nice.
Shop all the time.
Yeah, she do hair too.
The man flies out. They simply pause and walk on.
Oh, man, y'all, what you doing in that fridge?
Well, dinner has arrived.
Now, I know I shouldn't be going
in
there.
Are we supposed to go? I'm not doing that. I'm not accepting her invitation.
They hesitate.
I like your coat.
Green is your color, sis. You go first.
It's small.
I believe in you.
They walk into the fridge. Shaniqua shakes her body.
Yeah, we're good.
She's gonna do a little Harlem shuffle before she go in.
Yeah, we're good.
Javelin gets startled at the meat locker curtains. They enter the dollhouse. Chains get caught on Shaniqua. She swats them.
Be cool.
Oh, no!
Tricycle girl eyes them. Shaniqua starts to lose it. She jumps completely attached to Javelin.
Moving into the field of screams. Let's see if they can keep their cool. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They walk through with muffled lips. Figures leap out of them.
Don't run.
They move as one body.
That is hiding. I'm sorry.
They hold each other down, literally.
They
look at them.
They find the exit. Zone complete.
They should be celebrating. They only had 8 screams.
Oh, but there was a lot of rule breaking going on in there, D.
We really got back to our strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that we were here to win.
Mm-hmm.
We are the winning team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you know we had strategy?
I feel powerful.
I feel great.
I feel unstoppable.
Cheer up.
Girl, I don't feel like we screamed one time in there.
That was a, what was that?
Like that was a winning streak.
Was it monsters in
there? That was a win.
Yeah.
Well, let's finish this up with Jaleel and Chris, who are currently in the lead in first place. We'll see if they can hang on for their dear lives.
Our strategy is walk, don't run.
Okay.
Don't scream.
Don't close your eyes. Don't.
Keep your eyes open.
Walk slow. Keep your eyes open.
Like this, look.
Are we gonna do the back-to-back thing again?
Whoa. Hey.
It almost turned my ankle.
Hey.
Right off the bat. They got them good then.
My dude! God dang it, they got me.
Once inside, Chris and Jaleel take small steps.
Slow, slow. I'm gonna hug this rail right here. Okay. You can hug it with me.
All right, we are.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
God dang it, here we go. All right. All right.
Eyes open.
Eyes open.
Eyes open. Slow.
They move stiffly towards the electric chamber.
Okay. Oh, I feel like I gotta poop.
Oh, don't keep it. Clench. Clench.
Did he just say he feels like he got a poop?
Yes.
Okay.
Clench.
Chris edges along the wall, transfixed.
Oh, that's real shocks and stuff.
It was lit up like a
Christmas tree.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
He's trying to get out of there.
Okay, we got it. Okay, you can get down now. You good?
Now they're at the house party.
The cupboard opens.
Party! I'm gonna act like one of these.
Chris robots.
Maybe he won't notice me.
He's trying to blend into the background.
Are you supposed to walk through that?
We're gonna put these boys on ice.
Through the fridge, they end up in the dollhouse.
They are really trying to maintain their composure.
But let's see how they handle the field of screams.
Let's go!
Chainsaw Man revs. Jaleel grits.
Don't run!
This goes in his eyes right there.
No.
It's points.
Point.
Nah, baby.
We are out.
Zone complete.
We are out. We are good to go.
My man.
They fist bump. Host and contestants huddle.
Well, you made it. All of you. Congratulations. It is time to find out who has won.
And who is dead meat.
Zan, you and Karma were sitting in last place before we got to this scare zone. In the end, you're still last place.
Karma cracks up.
Hey,
monsters come and take Karma and Lil Xan away, leading them back into the haunted house.
Enjoy eternity.
Now join the monsters of Sundown Manor.
Tempest waves them goodbye.
We will miss you.
And then there were two. Both of you were truly brave in Sundown Manor, but only one of you will win the medals of mayhem.
I gotta have it.
Shaniqua and Javelin, with only 8 screams, Sundown Manor might have been your bravest zone yet. But as soon as you entered the doll room, Shaniqua started using Javelin as a human shield, which would be considered hiding. So we will see where you land.
Jaleel, you and Chris were in first place before Sundown Manor.
And we only picked up 7 screams from you in this zone.
But right off the bat, Jaleel, you almost broke an ankle. I mean, that was worth 5 points on itself.
I wasn't in the house yet.
Exactly.
That's why it was so egregious. So now,
this is the final judgment. Who wins and who dies?
The team with the next highest scare score, with a score of 69, is...
Oh, hold on.
Shaniqua and Javelin.
Which means Jaleel and Chris, you are the winners of Make Me Scream!
Monsters escort the ladies.
Shaniqua, Javelin, thanks for coming.
They did.
That means Jaleel and Chris, you have survived the night.
Now!
You can
scream.
Yeah!
The medals of mayhem.
Bring it to me, Pigman.
Yes.
Bring it to me, Pigman.
Yes.
We are the winners of Make Me Scream.
They proudly hold up the ornate metal skulls. All the monsters return to celebrate. Title: Make Me Scream. Audio description created by Roundabout Entertainment, voiced by Frederick Samage. Credits roll. Copyright 2023 Amazon Content Services, LLC, all rights reserved. A lion encircled in gold film strip roars. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Television, Shaggy Entertainment, Stars Dot a Night Sky, Blacktacular Entertainment, Blue Letters Turn to White, Amazon Studios.